Welcome to Singer Leeweck's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Leeweck from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters.
Hello, everyone. This is episode 3 of The Fran Factor. Happy to be here. This is Laura Buitrago of Singer Leeweck.
And Reg Bird of GCV Franchise Group, a division of Singer Leeweck.
And we're really excited with our topic today. We think it's going to help some of you business owners out there. What we want to talk about is what's next in the rest of 2020 and in 2021 for some of you business owners and what you can do today to help you survive in the current climate and in the climate that's going to continue probably for another year. So I know that in the last few months, some of you business owners got a little bit derailed with your operations. Some of you actually might have done better. I know that some quick service restaurants have done better during the second and third quarters of 2020. But I know there's a lot of you who need some help and just want to figure out what's next. So let's talk about it. One of the things that Reg and I were talking, and one of the main things that we think business owners need to focus on, and this time we really mean it, is forecast, forecast, forecast. We cannot stress more how important forecasting is going to be for the business owners. You probably already have a forecast, one that you created at the end of 2019, but that needs to be revisited, probably scrapped. But one of the things that I think, Reg, a forecast is helpful on is almost being a checklist. It's almost as you go through figuring out your revenues, your expenses, pay down of loans, cash flow, as you figure all that out, it's really a time you can pause and reflect on your operations, on your contracts, your customer base, your product, your channels of supply, all these other things that you can look at, which is, again, why a forecast is so important. It's not just numbers, but it's also a checklist.
Couldn't agree more. A forecast is all those things that you mentioned, but it's something that you use as a guide. You use it as a tool. And I redo a forecast sometimes every 2 to 3 weeks. When I was in the hospitality industry, we had a weekly forecast. Always updating and very, very important. So couldn't agree more. Don't want to belabor it, but have a forecast and redo it as is necessary and as often as necessary.
And so one of the first things you do when you kind of have your blank slate and you start coming up with the forecast is you assess the damage, if any, the damage that you have encountered in 2020. And you think about the best way to start moving forward in the right direction. So, for example, you probably have to think of things you have never had to consider before. For example, as you start opening up your offices or your locations, you might have to think about some new spending that you have to incur in order to bring back employees safely and with minimum disruption. There might be additional costs that come with operating during this current COVID environment, I'm going to call it that. So that's one of the things you need to think about. You need to think about your current contracts with your customers. Look at the payment terms. You might have had to make some concessions the past few months. Now is the time to reassess if those concessions can go back to the way the terms were in 2019. Another thing is, as you go down this forecast checklist, is looking at your business plan. Probably redo it, don't you think, Reg?
Absolutely. You need to redo just about everything. I mean, that's what I've been doing. And I know that our clients have been doing, and in some cases, it's a positive adjustment. Some of our clients are actually doing a lot better than they were last year. But I know that companies across a multitude of sectors are concerned about deteriorating operation conditions. They may have insufficient access to liquidity, may potentially breach financial covenants with your lenders, with your banks, maybe cut off valuable sources of funding as a result. So acting decisively is imperative. It is imperative to help manage global cash and financial obligations and arrangements. And that goes both ways, either if the business has taken a downturn or the business has increased. It needs to be just redone. That's really, really the bottom line here.
You could probably even go back to some of your lenders and renegotiate some of your covenants, whether that's because you, as Reg said, you've had improvements or you've had some downturn. I think definitely now is the time to talk to your bankers, see what you can do. The other thing that I know Reg and I have mentioned a few times during our podcasts is streamlining your workforce. And I think that is really important today. You might want to, it's a great way to cut costs, I think, for one. It's also the time that you need to consider, do you have the best talent in place? Now, in 2019, you were probably making sure that some of your key employees had to be in the same geographic location as your corporate office. With the current environment, we have now been working virtually for several months, almost half a year. You do not have to look nearby to get the best talent. You can hire outside your general geographic area. This is where Reg and I are always talking about. Well, both what Reg and I do is we basically operate in an outsourced capacity. So Reg's expertise is in the operations and finance of a company, and my expertise is in accounting. So we both offer our services in an outsourced platform. So now is the time that you could think about, do you have certain positions in your company that you can outsource? And now in this, essentially the world is your oyster. You don't have to look nearby. This is also a time you want to bring in the right experts. You want to make sure that your company is operating with the current technologies, with the current artificial intelligence, with the current knowledge, keeping up to date with the changing laws.
There are certain things that we can virtually assist you with. And those things start with developing a dynamic cash forecasting and calculations of available weeks of cash, estimating financial covenant compliance, etc. Preparing liquidity scenarios, planning and stress tests, providing technologists to accelerate cash visibility, cash management, even in some cases, foreign exchange. We can offer experienced debt service, be debt advisors to you and help with managing funding and credit rating impacts.
Absolutely.
All of these kinds of things are here and they're virtual, and we can help you with them on a daily basis. I have clients who I'm working with right now to get them on track, to help them manage and navigate through the upcoming 6 months in offering all of these kinds of services that we do. We're their partner in helping them navigate through this and become successful, remain successful, and so forth. So it's just some things to think about.
I know, Reg, maybe you could kind of let the listeners know what is the environment out there with lending. I know I think a lot of business owners are discouraged from going to banks to assist with replenishing their working capital. What are your thoughts on that?
I get the question regularly about how to apply for working capital. Are banks lending? and so forth. A few weeks ago, I saw a podcast, a video that came out, and there were three individuals who really were naysayers about lending, and specifically, you know, our focal point with financing is the placement of SBA financing for small businesses, securing working capital, securing startup funding, and so forth. And I, in turn, having seen that video, had to put out a video the following week, not in defense of what I had heard, but simply to share the reality of what's really going on. I felt like those individuals really weren't touching and feeling as much as we are, because all we do in our particular practice within Singer is place the financing, work with banks on a daily basis. So for example, in July, we had over $15 million in bank approvals, and that was for almost all startups.
Wow.
Some of it had to do with the purchase of land. Some of it had to do with expansion, but that's the reality of it. Banks are lending. Banks are talking. They want to figure out how to keep everybody in business. At the end of the day, the banks just want to be paid. They want to be successful and limit their risk. So there's nothing better than absolutely talking with your lender, figuring out how you can work with them to change the structure, to make it better for the success of your company, while being able to manage your cash flows in a successful way.
And I think earlier, Reg, you and I were talking offline, and you mentioned how there are companies who have actually outperformed what they had projected because of whatever opportunities they were able to exploit during 2020. So in that case, we would almost encourage them to talk to their lenders or other lenders about consolidating some of their outstanding loans, seeing if they can get better terms.
No question about it. That's a great opportunity to have when your increased revenues or with increased revenues, you're put in a position of power of negotiating. So working with the bank to do whatever you can to negotiate current debt that you have, put it in a better light. This is the time to do that for those that are doing really, really well. We have some clients who are doing 80% better than last year. We work a lot in the food industry. Right. And so if there's a drive-through, if there's an outdoor patio, we have restaurants that are just off the charts doing really well. And that's put them in a great position to allow us to go back to the bank for them and negotiate a better program, maximize their cash flow while they can.
Right. And I'm actually working with a client right now who has outperformed this year. And I do want to stress this to our business owners out there. The banks are coming to me because I am the outsource accountant, and they are asking me for what? They're asking me for forecasts, and they're asking me for a balance sheet and profit and loss statement that makes sense. And so the good thing is that this client, because they are working with me and the department I work at here at Singer Lee Wack, we are able to give cohesive, easy to understand, and reliable financial statements for them. We do assist in putting together the forecast model. These are all based on the assumptions from the business owner, but we put together a nice forecast that, again, the bank can, and in this case, it's a broker, can use two banks and try to find the best program, as you said.
I can't tell you how many business owners I talk to who don't know what a balance sheet is, or don't know how to put a balance sheet together. And that's sad, you know, it shouldn't be like that. But they've gone into business and they don't have the accounting background or experience, and they have not surrounded themselves with the right individual to help them with that. So one of the first things that we do with existing business owners when we're gonna go to a bank and look for some sort of a negotiation of their current loan, their current debt, whatever it might be, whether or not you want you're doing better and you want to renegotiate based on the strength that you currently have, or the other way around, where you're not doing as well and you want to renegotiate so that you can preserve cash flow and put yourself in a better financial position. We have to have forecasts. We have to have budgets. And so we're all the time working on building a financial model that is in preparation of a lender presentation, 3 years of financial projections, cash flow statements, balance sheets, break-even analysis, best case, worst case scenario, payroll analysis that breaks down your full-time equivalents, what average rate is being paid. We get extremely granular in the financial model because this is what banks are going to look for or they're going to ask about. Where did these numbers come from? So we have exactly where the numbers came from, because we start with a very granular position.
You know, I had a conversation with actually a lender the other day who was talking about how he marvels at what accountants do, because he remembers his first day in college. He opens up his business book, and the first thing that it says is accounting is the language of business. So I think with that, we could probably wrap up this podcast. And I think that hits our theme home, is that make sure you are paying attention to your accounting and finance and your operations. Adapt, make changes, look forward. And I think what Reg said is there's good news out there. There's opportunity out there. And both Reg and I can help you get access to some of those opportunities. So with that, thank you very much for joining us in podcast number 3. We look forward to the next one. If you have any questions, our emails will be included in the podcast listing, in the podcast description. And so please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Thank you very much, all.
Thank you.